ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I mentioned to you earlier on the story of Lazarus. And you know the words of Jesus, he said, if you can just believe. Someone may be asking this morning, how do I believe? How? The answer, very simple, by giving thanks. Maintaining a heart of gratitude. Maintaining a heart of gratitude. Why? You see, the one who promised, he never lies. He never goes back on his promises. So gratitude is not only our greatest virtue, but the parent of our thanksgiving. Gratitude is not only our greatest virtue, but actually the grandparent of our thanksgiving. Because, hey, if you are giving thanks, there's something that comes from your heart. It's the heart of gratitude. Faith is never complete until there is thanksgiving. Faith without gratitude is not complete. Gratitude based on God's word, we do the following in our lives. Number one, reduces anxiety behind any kind of depression and improve our daily productivity. Proverbs 12:25 said, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. That's why Joshua 1:8, these are template for us. People who have experienced the same thing we are trying to experience or we are experiencing at the moment, who have gone before us. That's why we call them the patriarchs of our faith. Abraham made mistakes with his life. Isaac, Jacob, all of them made mistakes with their lives. Even the disciples of Jesus, they forsook him. But hey, all these things are written for our example. They are written for our admonition. The fact that we cannot give up, because God doesn't give up on us. He said, the book of the law shall not. A good word makes the heart glad. So, when gratitude is based on the word of God, it reduces anxiety behind any kind of depression. Secondly, it improves our self-image. And we can see things differently from God's view of life. It improves when your gratitude is based on God's word. Even improve your self-image. Something happens or goes wrong, you are not a failure. Something is not working. Hey, just review. You are not that thing that is not working. In Psalm 3:2-4, we see things differently from God's perspective. Psalm 3:2-4. It said, many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. I don't know if that has been your experience. But it says, Selah. Selah means pause and meditate upon it. Who has said that to you? But he said, but you, O Lord. I speak little English. But if you construct a statement that you put but, what that statement does, whatever statement that it is, oh, you are a good person. But you are rude. That rudeness has. So many say there is no help. He said, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me. He said, my glory. The word glory means kabod. It means wealth. It means outshining. He said, God is my glory. And then the one, can you see it? My glory, capital M, and then one, capital O, who lifts up my head. And I love that verse 4.
That's typical of what our sister was saying the other time. He said, and I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. He wasn't called back later. Men may say call back later, and they never call back. Men may say I will call you later, and they will never call back. But when God is your glory, it helps you, it improves you. I mean, it improves your self-image. No matter how it is, Job said, I will wait till my change comes. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days, that's the summary of his life that Job described it. And it looks like how? He said, all the days of my heart service or appointed service, I will wait till my change comes. David was saying it, I think in Psalm 17, verse 15. He said, as for me. Joshua said it. He said, I don't know what you guys believe, but hey, this is me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thirdly, it increases your energy level. When your gratitude is based on God's word, it increases your energy level and helps you to build a strong immune system against all odds. In Psalm 34, verses 8 to 10. Psalm 34. So, when your gratitude is based on the word, it increases your energy level and helps you to build a strong, thick skin against all odds. It said, oh, test and see. You know, he didn't say see and taste. But this one, you have to test. It's that experience that causes you to see things differently. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He said, blessed is the man who trusts in him. He said, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who did what? You know, the fear that many people have about this God is the fear of not going to hell. No, hell wasn't created for man. So don't fear hell. You have no business with hell. You're keeping quiet. Yeah, people fear death because they are not sure of what will come after death. So, but he said, trust in him. David also feared death. He said, but one thing that when I close my eyes, I will see you in death. David had to say that towards the end of the Psalms. So, there is no want to those who fear him. The word fear means reverential respect to those who live their lives in accordance with his word, to those who live their lives in awe of him, to those who live their lives respecting his word above every other thing. He said, the young lions will suffer, you will lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not, no matter how it goes, they shall not lack any good thing. They shall not lack wisdom. They shall not lack understanding. They shall not lack knowledge. I want you to flip it to verse 19. Verse 19. Put your shouting cap on as we read verse 19. Can we read together? Many, 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 not few. Many. Many, many, many. And if you lived in Nigeria, you will agree with me. Many. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't say afflictions of the sinners. What is the use in going to the gym every day and you can't exercise? What is the use in waking up 4 a.m. every morning? You are practicing football on the pitch, on the beach. And you can't even enter Obalende team or that Blalende under the bridge team to even test your potentials. What's the thing? You read the word, you read that he said he will never leave us nor forsake us, and you don't have any way to prove that. Marines are trained. So whether it's in the air, it's on ground, it's under the water, they are trained. Not because there is something to do at that moment, but they are trained for the day. So many are the afflictions of the righteous. It's a but. I'm just happy that sometimes when you read the Bible and they put this one, you know, it's comma. It's all full stop. Nothing like, that's why you read in the Bible and it said, it shall come to pass in those days. And then you read few chapters, whether it's days or years, and it came to pass. That's the bane of our faith. Nothing in our lives as of this morning that is designed to stay forever. So, we must, with gratitude, our perspectives are changed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Can we read verse 20 together this morning? Verse 20, please. Thank you. He said what? So, bones may represent your health. It may represent your family. It may represent your business. It may represent your career path. But God is committed to guard. And in another place, just in case this is not enough. So I asked the question, how many times have you fallen? I can't remember the exact, but it's coming to me. Maybe it's a rhema for somebody. He says, 7 times will a righteous man fall. And over the day. I don't know. I mean, when I was young, we play with all kinds of things. But it's still a principle. Because if you try it many times, don't go and try it. You know, there are some things they use disclaimer on TV. Don't go and try this at home, even for gym. If you get a cart and you hold the four legs and you are trying to put the back on the floor, the cart, don't go and try it, oh, because if you try it, you don't know how to hold it. These Lagos people, the kite will bite, oh. Scratch you and they have nails. So don't go and try it. But hey, there is no attempt. Even as if you are pulling it, you so grip it and you are trying to put it on the floor, it will flip over. So no matter what you go through, you can't put your back on the floor. Let me tidy it up. I still have many things to say. I know you can bear it, but time will not permit us. Fourthly, when your gratitude is based upon the word of God, it guards you against stress, blood pressure, helps you with healthier living, eating. You know, some people, when they have faced with prayer, just eat anything. It guards against stress, blood pressure. It helps you promote healthier living, eating, wellness, and increase your sleep quality. When anxiety comes, some people can't sleep. But let me give you the volume this morning. Isaiah 26:3. Can you see? Can we read together? So there are that tendency for your mind to stray. But he said, he will keep in perfect shalom a state where nothing is missing, nothing is reducing, nothing is broken, nothing is inadequate in your life. He will keep, that's his word. It will keep. And lastly, this morning, when gratitude is based on the word of God, it helps you appreciate people, places, and events, and helps you develop deeper friendship and positive emotions such as love and empathy. And that's your DNA. It helps you to appreciate people, places, and events. Develop deeper friendships and positive emotions such as love and empathy. Proverbs 18 verses 21 to 24. Proverbs 18 Verses 21 to 24, Proverbs 18. Can we read it together, please? 1, 2, 3, go. So this month and this week, please, one of the many ways to increase deposits in our gratitude banks is to open a gratitude journal. A lot of the time, we miss out from God when we focus so much on the things that has not been done at the expense of the many things that has been done. So open a gratitude journal for yourself. In Christ Jesus, there is an ever-growing rest for any troubled mind, any turbulent emotion, any weary conscience, any troubled heart. The more we are thankful, the more we attract things that we are thankful for. The more we are thankful, the more we attract things that we are thankful for. The more we are thankful, the more we attract things that we are thankful for. If you thank God for peace, the more peace you enjoy. If you thank God for provision, the more the provision you enjoy. If you thank God for wisdom, the more of it you enjoy in your life. My message this month to you is Hebrews 6:10. I think I will stop now. Hebrews 6:10. Hebrews 6:10. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name in that you have ministered to the saints and you are still ministering. Today, hold on with your thanksgiving. This will cause your rejoicing as though what you desire has already come. Thanksgiving is considered the highest form of expression of our faith. When you do give thanks, it strengthens your heart. The Bible talking about our father in the faith, Abraham, he said, "I'm being not weak in faith." Romans 4, 19 to 21. He said, "He staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith." Why? Which disposition or art is a giving glory to God. So our faith is both strong and is strengthened when we actively engage in thanksgiving. Why do we put our trust in God? It's because of his willingness and his ability to bring to pass what he has promised. So today, having done all to stand with your thanksgiving. He said, thanks be to God. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Who has given us what? You don't know the scripture? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Can we read it together? He hasn't given us defeat. He has given us what? He has given us what? 1 Corinthians 15:58. We can't read 58 verses. We will be here for afternoon service. 1558. The last verse. Is it 57? Okay. Let's read from 57. 1, 2, 3. No, let's read 16 so that we know where how that bot came in. 56. Let's read 56. We will understand our bot better. 56. Can we read? 1, 2, 3, go. So that one, that 56, can finish us as human race. Gave us no access to God. We were dead in our trespasses. We were dead in our sins. We were doomed forever.
we are separated from God forever. But he says what? 57. But he says what? And so the chat this morning, can you help me turn to your neighbor this morning and charge them with this verse 58? Can we chant it one more time? Can you help me ask them one question? What is your plan for Christmas? What response did you get? No, let me know the response. Some people like Anna, they are just looking at the screen. You don't have a neighbor? Did you fight with your husband before you came to church? Please let me turn to someone again. What is your plan for Christmas? Okay. I don't know what the person, has said to you. But can you please help me to tell them? Don't worry. Can you help me to tell them? Drink water. Can you help me to tell them? Mind your own business. So, can you now help me to tell them again? Be steadfast. Oh, in all these things that you have for Christmas, therefore, my beloved brother or sister,
this message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,